Morning Watch. The Intrinsic and Organic Building Up of the Church as the Body of Christ, Week 4. The Intrinsic Fellowship of the Churches for Their Organic Relationship. Friday Related Verses. 1 Corinthians 12:24 through 25. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked, that there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same care for one another. 1 Corinthians 12:12 through 13, 27. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we're all given to drink one spirit. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Ephesians 4:3. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. John 17:21 through 23. That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 17. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us, more and more surpassingly, an eternal weight of glory. Suggested reading. In order to be harmonized, blended, adjusted, mingled, and tempered in the body life, we have to go through the cross and be by the Spirit, dispensing Christ to others for the sake of the body of Christ. The co-workers and elders must learn to be crossed out. Whatever we do should be by the Spirit to dispense Christ. Also, what we do should not be for our interest and according to our taste, but for the church. When a coworker does anything, he should fellowship with the other coworkers. An elder should fellowship with the other elders. Fellowship tempers us. Fellowship adjusts us. Fellowship harmonizes us. And fellowship mingles us. We should not do anything without fellowshipping with the other saints who are coordinating with us. Fellowship requires us to stop when we are about to do something. In our coordination in the church life and in the Lord's work, we all have to learn not to do anything without fellowship. Among us, we should have the blending of all the individual members of the body of Christ, the blending of all the churches in certain districts, the blending of all the co-workers, and the blending of all the elders. Blending means that we should always stop to fellowship with others. Then we will receive many benefits. If we isolate and seclude ourselves, we will lose much spiritual profit. Learn to fellowship. Learn to be blended. From now on, the churches should come together frequently to be blended. We may not be used to it, but after we begin to practice blending a few times, we will acquire the taste for it. This is the most helpful thing in the keeping of the oneness of the universal body of Christ. The secret of the practice of the church life is, first, the one accord in the local churches. Second, the secret of the practice of the church life is the oneness in the universal body. The unique relationship, fellowship, and blending of all the local churches should be as much as practically allows, without boundaries of states, provinces, or nations. If we are divided by any kind of boundary, the church becomes no longer a body. Rather, it becomes a corpse. A divided body is a corpse. Are the churches in every area willing to be blended together as one? We may like to be independent under the cloak of being local. I am not teaching that all the local churches should be united in a federation, like the Federation of the 50 States of the United States. I am showing you that the Bible reveals to us that all the saints and all the local churches are one body. No one can deny this. Today, unlike in Paul's time, travel and communication to nearly anywhere on the earth are very convenient. Because of this, the churches today should be blended much more than they were in Paul's time. Not only according to the revelation of the Bible, but also according to the modern conveniences, we should be one, and we should be blended together as much as practically allows. The clustering and the moving together of neighboring churches should be as much as possible, without the abolishing of the local administration and business affairs. Our blending together should not be in name only. We must take some action. The local administration still exists, but in the spiritual element, all the churches should be blended together as one.